Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we are going to be looking at a very beautiful and noble hadith which has been transmitted from the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam via Imam Ali alayhi salam. This hadith is about the month of Ramadan. This is a hadith which is a part of a larger sermon, khutbah, of the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam regarding the month of Ramadan. This is a very famous sermon that the Prophet once gave before the commencement of this month. And it's very informative. It has a lot of interesting points. As you know, we are in the month of Ramadan, the month of mercy. This is a month, the only month, actually, which has been alluded to by name in the Holy Quran. In the Holy Quran, we read, "The month of Ramadan is the one in which the Quran was sent down as a guidance to mankind, with manifest proofs of guidance and the distinguisher. So let those of you who witness it fast in it, and as for anyone who is sick or on a journey, let it be a similar number of other days. Allah desires ease for you, and He does not desire hardship for you, and so that you may complete the number and magnify Allah for guiding you, and that you may give thanks." In this blessed hadith, Imam Ali alayhi salam says, "Verily the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam addressed us one day saying, 'O people, verily the month of Allah has come to you with benediction, mercy and forgiveness. A month that is the best of months in the sight of Allah, whose days are the best of days, whose nights are the best of nights, and whose hours are the best of hours. It is a month wherein you have been invited to the banquet of Allah, and you have been made worthy of Allah's magnanimity. Your breaths during this month are considered glorification of Allah, and your sleep worship. Your actions in it are accepted, and your supplication answered.' Upon hearing this, I stood up and asked, 'O Prophet of Allah, what is the best of deeds to be performed in this month?' He replied, 'O Abul Hasan,'" the epithet of Imam Ali alayhi salam, "'the best of deeds in this month is to restrain oneself from all that Allah, mighty and exalted, has prohibited.'" This is a very informative tradition. A lot of people ask us, you know, what is the best thing we can do in this month? What is the best act of worship? Should we read Quran? Should we, you know, should we do salat? You know, or should we give charity? You know, what is the best of deeds that we can do? How can we best benefit from this month spiritually? You know, and this question was in the mind of Imam Ali as well. He asked the Prophet this question, and the Prophet answered that the best of deeds to be performed in this month is very simple, to stay away from what is prohibited by Allah, what has been prohibited by Allah. Al-wara'u an maharimillah azza wa jal. This is, you know, the best of deeds that we can do in this month, and it has the most reward. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at the best of deeds to be performed in the month of Ramadan, in the words of the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Until next time, wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio. Allahumma
صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد